AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Italy's highest court has thrown out a murder conviction against an American woman and her Italian ex-boyfriend.
The court threw out the convictions of Amanda Knox and her former Italian boyfriend, Raffaele Sollecito, for the 2007 murder of her then-British roommate named Meredith Kircher. It almost never happens at that level that convictions are completely thrown out like that, but they were.
AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio reports defense attorneys are relieved.
And as her lawyer put it, finished after all these years, and as her former boyfriend's lawyer put it, 8 years of nightmare is over.
In a statement issued from her home tonight in Seattle, Knox said she was relieved and grateful for the decision. The mother of Meredith Kircher, who shared an apartment in Italy with Amanda Knox and two other women, told Britain's Press Association she's a bit surprised and shocked. A man from Ivory Coast was eventually convicted of Kircher's murder and is now serving a 16-year sentence. Pilots and safety experts say there is little effective real-world screening of airline pilots for mental problems despite regulations. There's increased focus on the mental health of pilots because of Tuesday's crash of a German jetliner authorities say was brought down by a co-pilot. AP correspondent David Rising reports German prosecutors have discovered evidence that he hid medical conditions from his employers.
German investigators have removed boxes and boxes of items from the co-pilot's apartment in Dusseldorf and from his parents' home in Montabaur near Frankfurt. And what they just released to the press was that among all of those items, they found a lot of torn up sick notes, which suggested that he was not reporting in sick, but instead going to work.
This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors in California have charged three people in connection with a scheme to steal babies. AP correspondent Amy Taxson is following this story.
Prosecutors are charging two of the individuals with the kidnapping and murder of a three-week-old baby taken from Long Beach in January, and then they're charging also the third individual with an additional case of attempted murder and attempted kidnapping of another child.
A Colorado woman accused of cutting the baby from an expectant mother's belly will not face murder charges in the gruesome attack. The coroner in Boulder County says there is no evidence that the baby girl lived outside the womb after Michelle Wilkins was attacked with a knife and the child removed. Colorado has told the U.S. Supreme Court that states are free to legalize marijuana. The argument came in a filing today. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.